It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with General Manager Jason Linnane. How you doing, mate?
G'day, Bear. Going great. How are you?
Not bad. Looking forward to the long weekend.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, absolutely. Although I'm hoping it warms up a little bit more. It's cold.
I don't think it will, but the good news is, and I'm knocking on wood as I say this, it's not meant to rain.
Oh, well, that would be a nice change. I'll take that.
Yeah, be happy with that. Hey, we will talk about going back to the polls very shortly, but I wanted to ask you about Lake St. Clair. Big out there at the moment.
Oh, fully booked out, would you believe, for the weekend, long weekend in June, which is so good. I think it's recognition of a few things. I think it's recognition of the site itself and the uniqueness of that site. It's recognition of the great job our partners out there at Belgravia are doing in terms of managing it. Also, I think it's a recognition of the improvements we've done in recent years. But even more exciting than that is we've got some really big plans for more improvements over the next few years. We're really lucky with the Resources for Regions program, and we're using some of the funding made available for that program. We're currently working with some designs for a new $350,000 playground for the site, and then something for all ages and all abilities with that. $100,000 through a dump point, and another $75,000 has been earmarked for new tables and shelters. So watch this space of Lake St. Clair. It's incredibly popular already, but even more so in the future.
I'm sure everyone's going to have a lovely weekend out there this weekend. Also on Saturday, if you want to offload some tyres, you can do so.
Yeah, hugely popular, this program. Something we started rolling out 12, 18 months ago. Our community loves it. Very strong participation. And even more better than that is that this is us dealing with another type of problem waste and getting that out of the landfill and getting it recycled where possible.
It's so great that all of those tyres are being put to better use than just sitting there doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, it sure is. We talk about the circular economy and we talk about sustainability. This is a real-life example of us bringing that to life. And just think about how much landfill all those big tyres would take up.
Oh, for sure.
Out. Huge, let alone all the flow-on negative environmental implications.
Mate, we haven't spoken about this for some time. What's the latest on the mountain bike track?
Mountain bike track's going well. We expect to have some designs for our Pioneer Road site in the next couple of weeks. This follows on from Council adopting the feasibility study last year. Identified two sites, one on Pioneer Road and one on Brisbane Road, which is more of a longer-term option. We engaged a consultant who helped us do some works. We've been working very closely with the Singleton Mountain Bike Riding Club. So next couple of weeks we'll have those designs in place, and we're really excited about what that's going to look like moving forward.
And last but not least, we can't not mention this one. Singleton is going back to the polls.
I knew you'd bring this up. I was having such a wonderful day.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, no, it's a rally. It is what it is. We've got all our plans in place to do what we need to do from managing the election point of view. It is done by the New South Wales Electoral Commission. I just remind everybody, it's because we happen to go back to the polls because of the Electoral Commission's iVote platform failed last December. The Supreme Court, in its considerations, determined that we needed to have that the previous poll needed to be voided. And we got advice yesterday from the Electoral Commission that it's going to be held on the 30th of July. So the typical type of election process for all our residents, so same requirements. So just encouraging everybody to make sure they keep themselves abreast of developments in that and make sure they're available to vote on the 30th of July.
Mate, you know me well. This is actually the kind of joke that I like to do, but I'm being reasonably serious when I ask you, will the iVote still be included?
That's funny. I have to laugh because I was asked that question twice yesterday as well. I think it's pretty safe to say the iVote platform's been put on the shelf for a while.
Okay, good.
And we'll be going back to the normal mechanisms that we're all used to in prior elections.
All right, we look forward to hearing more about that as we get closer to the 30th of July. Jason, you enjoy your long weekend with the family. We'll catch up with you down the track.
Thanks. Same to you, Bear, your family, and all the listeners. Keep well.